Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and Jim and Jack are in the studio this Thursday morning, as we are most Thursday mornings.
Sometimes some of us are leaving, but we've got a full program this morning. We have Debbie Love and Carol Miller from the Bonner Community Food Bank, and then we have coming in four high school students from Sandpoint High School. They're putting on a winter concert on December 20th, and they are going to come in and sing for us.
I'm looking forward to that. And if you get bored of listening to Carol and Debbie,
which I doubt,
they're always captivating. But do stay tuned, because we haven't had a singing group in here since we hosted anyone in here to sing.
But we sing along with the music we play when we turn off the mics and listen.
Yeah. Well,
one of the things I want to start off by saying today is that a lot of people are going to be traveling over the holidays. And you know, you can take us with you. You can just go to KRFY.org and stream, and you can give us presents too, long distance, by tuning in, saying hello. I just received a call from my sister in Arlington, Virginia. And she just said, I'm going to be tuning in, and so I better watch myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Older sisters are like that, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got the shout out. I can't think of... I bet I have somebody out there listening. I'd like to just say hello to all the listeners that we have, because they're all equally important to us here at the radio station.
And speaking of that, we want to thank everyone for last night at the Idaho Poor Authority, the fundraiser and the annual meeting of this radio station, 88.5 KRFY. We have a few people that we need to thank.
John Hagedon and Vicky Reich, of course, the proprietors of the Idaho Poor Authority, who hosted us last night.
Great job.
They always do a great job, and they're very active with all sorts of nonprofits and community organizations in the Sandpoint area. They are great on Wednesday nights hosting beer tastings and fundraising events for everybody in the community. Also, Doug Bond performed the music for us. He's great.
Great job.
Yes.
Great job.
Did I hear him play a request for you, or was that just... Yeah, that wasn't your request.
What song would it have been?
I think there was a Neil Young song that came on.
I just put into the station's iTunes library Neil Young's latest album called Hitchhiker.
We've got the new one.
But it's not a new one. It's just studio outtakes and whatever from the 70s.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
New to me.
Neil is never old.
I do want to ask you, Jim, before I ask you about your holiday plans, and we may have more to talk about the station event, we should talk about the weather before we do anything else.
Absolutely. It's out there waiting for us.
This is why they tune in. You want to hear the weather. Currently 30 degrees Fahrenheit. That's negative 1 degree Celsius for you Canadians who may have tuned in. There is a air stagnation advisory in effect right now. Until tomorrow, I guess. Until tomorrow at about 10 a.m.
Stagnation. Do you know what air stagnation means?
Well, the National
Weather...
And why
it's an advisory.
Yeah, the National Weather Service did provide a little sheet to tell us what an air stagnation advisory is. Our stagnant weather pattern is not expected to change until the arrival of a weak frontal system on Friday. Until then, a strong temperature inversion will remain over Washington and Idaho. Winds will also be weak, heightening the potential for the buildup of air pollution, is what it means. Air quality will drop. Pollutants may increase this week. Regional air quality sensors range from good to moderate. However, light winds and a strong inversion will increase the potential for the buildup of air pollution. Persons with respiratory issues should follow the advice of their physician on how to deal with poor air quality. Outdoor burning may be limited, so please consult with your local burn agencies for updated burn restrictions.
Okay, so that's Debbie Love was nodding her head up and down like she knew that. Good morning, Debbie.
Well, good morning, Jim.
And Debbie is executive director. Is that your title? President, queen, ruler of the Bonner Community Food Bank. What's the title?
Executive director.
Oh, And Carol Miller is a volunteer, and she was nodding her head. Is Debbie all of those titles?
She is. I think Queen is a good fit.
Excellent, excellent. And this is an important time of the year, and we're sort of like in, well, every day is an important time of the year for the food bank. But how was the, before we start talking about the upcoming holiday, how was the past holiday at the food bank, Thanksgiving? How did that go for you?
It went really well, but we were surprised. So we have a goal of 900 families, and the community came together. We were able to purchase 700 turkeys, and then a donation of 300 turkeys came in throughout the community.
About 1,000?
Yes. So
excellent.
And this serves both our food bank in Sandpoint and then our other facility in Priest River as well. So,
and how many families would you guess? You said about 900.
Well, that's our goal, but we only had 650 families, which is quite a few.
Oh, heck yes. Absolutely.
They came in and they got their turkey with all the fixings with that turkey.
Now, with the turkeys that weren't used, will they be available for Christmas?
Yes. Yes. So we'll be able to give those out throughout the winter months, which is wonderful. It's a great protein. Lots of leftovers.
And turkeys go on forever. Yes. I mean, that's half the fun of them, is what you could do with them after. So what's the state of, at the end of the year now, you're taking a backward glance of the food bank in terms of family served, in terms of the food that is there, just an overview.
Yeah. So we've had a great year. We've had visits, and so clients are welcome to shop once a week, and we've had over 44,000 visits this year.
Wow.
Of course, we're not at the end of December, and we've seen an increase in numbers every day. We're serving over 100-plus people right now, and our average is typically 85. So we've seen that increase there just within the last 2 months. But it's been a great year with donations. We had the community garden. We're hoping to expand on that community garden this spring.
Michelle Johnson.
Yeah, Michelle Murphy.
Murphy, what? Johnson.
Nope, that's okay.
It's early.
Yeah.
Here's some coffee.
There you go.
But anyway, so.
Yeah, talk about that, the garden. This was the first year that it was officially like up and operational and stuff?
Yes, yeah. We put it in at the end of May, 5 raised beds.
Yeah.
And we harvested over 100 pounds of food from there.
Wow. Yeah. And so do you look back now and say, gosh, that was a lot of work, and or was it worth it?
It's worth it. We had a lot of community involvement in putting it in, so it really wasn't that much work. Michelle did a lot of the coordinating and heavy lifting there for us, and so that we were very grateful for that. We got it in, and so we're hoping to expand it, though.
But what does the expansion look like?
We're thinking 5 more beds, so it'd be a total of 10 garden beds.
At the community food bank property?
At the food bank, yep, right on the property.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the response been from the clients you serve in terms of, I imagine, instead of getting canned and bagged things, that to have something fresh has to be a real treat?
Oh, it's a treat. What we did, too, we have the University of Idaho. We partner with the Eat Smart Idaho program. And we have a nutritionist that comes in once a week, and we harvested strawberries from the garden, and we were able to take the store purchased strawberries, and we did a little taste testing so we didn't tell them which one was from the store and which one was from the garden. The garden ones, you know, they were sweeter, they were a little smaller and darker, richer in the color, so.
They had more love.
They did. Aww. Yeah.
And Debbie is not alone in the studio. Would you like to introduce the person whom you came in with?
Yes, I would. Carol Miller, and she's been with the food bank for many years now. I can let her tell you more about that. But she is someone I have to give her kudos, because this was a last-minute request. Unfortunately, another person I had coming couldn't make it, and I called Carol, and that's the kind of volunteer she is. I can call her on a whim, and she's there for us.
So. And an early morning whim.
I know.
You know, I mean, this could be, you know, when you're sitting at home on a cold day and enjoying that second cup of coffee. Carol, what initially got you started? We're going to be talking a little bit about being a volunteer at the food bank. What led you to the food bank 8 or 9 years ago?
Well, I was asked to come in and help with Thanksgiving. I'm handing out food boxes and such. And I started that, and I have done that every year for the past 8 years, I believe. And then when Debbie needs extra help, she will call me. I will go in and help in the office. I will help put food on the shelves, whatever their need is. I try to be there for them.
What brought you to the food bank the first time? I mean, what made you decide that this is where you wanted to volunteer?
Well, I had some friends that worked there, and they were in need. And I thought, what a better place to go.
Yeah.
You know, helping the community. And I love to be there to help out.
Did you, I know now you've, I mean, now it's all very familiar to you, I'm sure. But like when you first started showing up, was there anything, what'd you learn? What did you discover about the food bank that anything that caught you by surprise or anything like that?
Well, it started out pretty confusing on how it all worked. And back then it was done totally different than it is now. And someone would come in and we would put together a box for them on determining, you know, their family size, and they would put it together, take it out and hand them the box.
Right.
Where now it's like they go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's just grown so much over the last few years that it's just a joy for them to come in and wander the aisles like a grocery store and get what they need, not what they're given.
I'd like to ask, is that like pretty common when you visit other food banks throughout the area, or, you know, is that the trend in food banks now to have it sort of laid out like a grocery store, or?
Yeah, it seems like in the past few years that has been the change, but we are the only food bank in this area, Bonner County, and that's doing that method. We do have a sister food bank in Post Falls, and they just converted over to a market style shopping too.
How about the one in Priest River?
Priest River is market now that we've moved into a larger facility. Yep, we're doing the market.
Could you talk briefly, Debbie, about the people whom you serve, the geographic area? Can somebody from Montana come over and get some food, or how does this work?
We will serve anyone that walks through our doors the first time, but we do ask that they are Bonner County residents, because we serve so many, we wouldn't be able to keep up with the numbers. So Clark Fork actually will receive a lot of people from Montana in that area. And
that's right. Clark Fork does have a food bank as well.
Yep. They have a little pantry. In fact, we're doing a food drive this Friday with Clark Fork.
Could you say more about the food drive?
Yeah, it's at Yolk's Grocery, and it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so our food bank will take the first shift, and then Clark Fork will come in and take the second shift, and then we help deliver that food over to them.
Okay, I'd like to ask Carol, you know, that as a member of the community volunteering at the food bank, Jack asked you earlier about what have you learned about the food bank. I'd like to ask you, what have you learned about the people of North Idaho? In terms of not only the clients, but also those who give?
We have a lot of people in our community that give. It is amazing to me how generous they are. What really intrigues me is the people that need our help. There's a lot of them. And they come in, they all have a story, and it's cool just to sit and listen to what they have to say. You know, some are in a lot more need. And yeah, it's just amazing.
I imagine you have your eyes opened in a way that you wouldn't have any other way, because we stop and think about, I don't know about the rest of you here, but I never thought about food growing up. By that I mean, it was always on the table. There was always maybe not what, you know, what I would want, but, you know, always something on the table. I never thought about being, oh, sure, Mom, I'm hungry. Well, here's a peanut butter. No, I don't want that. Well, then you're not really hungry. You know, that sort of thing. But to have your eyes open to people who, one of the most basic needs you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Also the most fundamental, right? In being successful in everything we do. So food is so important. It is. It gives you a different look. Now, when I open my refrigerator, I don't complain that there's nothing to eat.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it really does. But in going back to our clients, we had a gentleman the other day, as far as the giving aspect, a lot of our clients love to give back too. And so they feel like they're receiving something, so they want to give back, and they'll usually come back and volunteer. So we have a, a few clients that are actually regular volunteers with us on a daily basis.
That's wonderful. So there's like we talk here at the radio station, a family, and there's a family at the food bank. What is the volunteer situation now? Is there a, you know, since you're heading into a very busy time, is there a call for volunteers?
There is. We have, we're very flexible. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We actually have a whole Friday mornings where we need a few volunteers to help check out the clients in the market.
Is that where you also prepare the backpacks?
Yes.
For the children?
Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday at noon, we prepare backpacks. And so if someone's interested in that, they could call us at 208-263-3663.
What was that number again?
208-263-3663. Thank you.
And they can ask to volunteer.
Yes, volunteer.
And oh, how wonderful. And what I would also like to know about, you mentioned flexibility with Carol here in terms of, are you locked into certain times during the week, or is the food bank because sometimes a person might be sitting at home thinking, wow, I've got a busy schedule and I also take off 2 weeks to visit grandchildren someplace or whatever. Is the community bank willing to work and be flexible with you?
Oh, absolutely. They will take you whenever you have time. And if, you know, something comes up and you can't do it, there's always another volunteer to step in and help out. And
do you, at this time of year, like going into, well, through the holidays and into the next big holiday, is there more need, or do you have different hours or anything like that? Anything different, or just that Friday morning hole?
Just that Friday morning hole. We need volunteers every day. We do have a volunteer that actually will see our van picking up the grocery rescue program, you know, throughout the grocery stores, and she'll follow it in. So she knows there's something to do. She can pull in, help unload the van, and then she leaves.
Well, one of the things we haven't said is the location. Location, location, location. Where is the food bank located?
Located at 1707 Culver's Drive. We are off of Boyer and Ebbett Lane.
In that complex near the airport?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And where is it located in Priest River?
It's 45 South McKinley. It's the Rivertown Mall. So right as soon as you come in over the bridge, it'll be on the left-hand side.
Now, what's the relationship between the two, to the one here in Sandpoint and the one in Priest River?
We are under the same umbrella, the same 501c3, and it's just another way to help West Bonner County for those with transportation barriers.
Right. And how large is it compared to the one here?
We serve about 100 families a month there. And so, whereas we're serving 900 to 1,000 families here in Sandpoint.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and what's the population of Bonner County? Isn't it a little over 40,000?
I believe that's right, Jim. Mm-hmm.
And the food bank serves in a given year about?
Ooh, that's a good question.
A lot of people.
I think it's around 16,000.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
we had 40,000 visits, over 40,000 visits, mm-hmm. and it's about 16,000 unduplicated numbers there.
And when you stop and think about earlier what Carol mentioned about the giving aspect of the community, I think that there are, you can go to like 5 different churches and get warm dinners during the week. You know, that there are so many, not only individuals, but organizations and businesses that step to the plate as well.
Absolutely. There's a soup kitchen every night of the week. The food bank also gives to those soup kitchens. So a lot of our soup kitchens will give us a list of needs of what they're planning, what soups they need. And if we get an overabundance of leeks, we will share that with somebody. St. Joseph's comes in every Friday afternoon. Agape Cafe, they come in to receive food. So we're trying to give as well in our community. So we help Kinder Haven, the teen center. Multiple places that are serving food to families.
What would be some items heading into looking at the next two holidays coming up, Christmas and New Year's? What would be some exact food items that the community bank might be needing?
I love this question. I've got to say it.
Chocolate. Of course.
You know, chocolate is a nice indulgent for people. A lot of times,
treat. It's a treat.
It's a treat.
It?
Yes.
You know, absolutely.
And at a food bank, what I've realized is that when we receive donations from our grocery stores, it's 3 months after the holiday. So we're getting this chocolate from Halloween right now. And so it's nice to have fresh chocolate off the shelf for people. But I love to say this, Jack. Mm-hmm. What do you think our number one need is right
okay,
now?
Okay.
Is it raspberry jam? No. I know what it is.
You do? How do you know?
I do. Because I ask this question every time, and it's always the same answer. It's peanut butter. Peanut butter is what they need.
Peanut butter. It's a wonderful protein.
And it's so universal. You could put it on bread, eat it with an apple. You can just spoon it out of the jar. I mean, it is so
versatile.
Everywhere.
Yes. So peanut butter is always a need. And canned beans, like black beans or kidney beans, those sort of items are needed year round. And right now we're low on those because we've been receiving holiday foods.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, like the yams and the cranberries. Mm-hmm. So we're set on that. But those staple items like peanut butter, canned beans, canned meats like tuna fish or canned chicken.
Oh, yeah. That have no expiration date, like something fresh, but it can be there and used in a couple of weeks. What is the food bank like after let's say at the beginning of the year? I mean, obviously, there are still families in need. Is it a little bit more quiet? What are the needs then as you head into January, February, March? Is it the same?
The needs are about the same, especially during the cold winter months. This year, we've seen an increase in need during the winter months. What happens are the donations go down significantly. So what we're trying to do through the food drives is we'll pull out those staple items like the canned beans and we'll store them in the...
Save them,
yes, to get us through the January through March months.
Mm-hmm.
That's the need has not gone down. It's gone up in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think, if I'm remembering correctly, I think employment is up in Bonner County, as far as I know. I wish I had those numbers right in front of me, but I...
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cost of living is pretty high in this area, too.
Exactly.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're here with Debbie Love and Carol Mill. Carol, we're going to be winding down this interview. What would you say, Carol, to someone who might be considering volunteering at the food bank? What would be your words that you'd say to that person?
Don't hesitate. Go in and meet with Debbie or one of the other gals in the office and take a tour. If you're not sure, go look at what they do. And that will sell you. Yeah.
It's an eye opener, isn't it? I mean, especially you think it's what you said earlier, Carol. We have a tendency to think of food banks. Here's a cardboard box. Here you go. Whereas now with that model of almost like grocery shopping, how long has that been in effect? Can you remember, Debbie?
Alice, it's been about 5 years now. So when we moved into the new facility on November 11th, 2011, she made that change,
And let's give a big shout out to Alice.
Absolutely. Alice Wallace, I mean, she really was pivotal in making that and just saying we're doing this because she had visited a food bank over in Seattle. And people are shopping with that dignity and respect that everyone deserves.
And isn't that important I'm sure that it takes for many people a lot of, let's say, an issue of self-image of having to say, hey, I need something, and to retain that dignity and sense of self. I just think you guys are doing a wonderful job. Carol, thank you for being. We know here at the radio station how important volunteers are. And when we get a good volunteer, we don't want to let that person go. And I can see by the way Debbie is looking at you that I want to thank you on behalf of the community, the volunteer work you do, Carol.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy helping out at the food bank as often as I can.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And of course, Debbie, you're just a true gem, the kind of work that you do at the food bank, and we can't say enough good things about it. So remember, everyone out there, one more time, the phone number
is 208-263-3663.
And peanut butter.
I just love that.
I would think of something like milk or something like a bit. Peanut butter. But when you stop and think about it, you're absolutely correct. I want to thank both of you for coming in and you being a last minute substitute, Carol. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Have a wonderful day. And we've got a transition. We've got bodies to move in and out of the radio station. So we have a couple songs coming up. The first one is Feed the People. This is going to play off the food theme. This is Stephen Stills with Feed the People. And then we're going to go to Judy Collins, Bread and Roses, not only feeding the body, but feeding the soul. And then we will have four young men coming in to acapella us and talk about a winter concert from St. Point High School. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. We just heard Stephen Stills with Feed the People, and then a little weirdness.
Something happened to Judy, but of course we all know that Judy and Stephen went on a concert tour this past summer, the Stills Collins concert.
And right. Weren't they romantically involved? Entangled
way back when? In the late 60s when she was doing her Who Knows Where the Time Goes album. He was one of the guitarists, and that's where he wrote Sweet to Judy Blue Eyes. That was a big hit for Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you want to know about their relationship?
I am kind of curious. I had no idea until you interviewed Judy Collins when we were leading into that. When I found out that they had.
Oh, Judy and I go way back.
Right.
I was swooning over her in the early 60s, way before the young gentlemen in our studio here were just even ever thought of.
Mm-hmm.
We have four.
Yes.
Four.
Count them.
Colin, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. We have Ben Robinson. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And we have Riley Anderson.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Ryan Baumgartner.
Hi.
And Burton Anderson.
Good morning.
And they are with Sandpoint High School Choir. And what's coming up that we need to know?
This Wednesday, December 20th, we have our annual winter concert here at the Sandpoint High School in the auditorium or the commons. And we're going to be singing our Christmas songs there. We'll have a silent auction. It'll be a good time.
What are the times?
7 o'clock is when it starts.
Okay. And for somebody who might not know, where is the high school located?
The address is 410 South Division here at Sandpoint, Idaho. It's on Division Street. There's big red sign out in front, so it's hard to miss.
Okay, and how large is the choir?
The chamber choir has about 40-some people in it, but John Brownell also has the concert choir and the mixed choir at the high school.
Okay, and so you four as a quartet, are you part of the big choir, or are you sort of like a satellite, a little moon off the main planet?
We're all part of men's choir, in part of chamber choir itself, but we just kind of do our own thing with our own music sometimes on the side a little, so it's just a fun thing we do.
So what determines what songs you sing?
We kind of just decide ourselves. There's a few songs that our choir director, Mr. B, has kind of suggested for us, but a lot of our music we kind of found ourselves on through the internet or other means, and then we learn it ourselves.
What sort of music are you attracts your attention?
Well, we've actually been really interested in a lot of kind of 60s, 70s songs. I don't know. We've done Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night is one of them that we've done. We really like that kind of barbershop kind of little swing in there. That's pretty cool. So a lot of our music, when we choose it goes into, we're mostly self-taught, so what we can learn on our own, which is really cool. We get some help from Mr. B, but generally everybody kind of has to learn their own part, which doesn't happen a lot in the regular choir because you have all these people around you. So that's what's been interesting about being part of this and you know, kind of taking your ability to the next level.
Yeah, we listen in our cars to the music, and we go to each other's houses all the time to learn different music and, yeah, play together.
Well, I know that you drove over here to the station. What were you singing in the car?
You know, it's still pretty early in the morning, so we're trying to warm up our voices with a few of the tunes that we might be singing for you tonight.
Well, I know that. I know that mentioned music from the 60s and 70s, and one of the changes of the two songs you're going to sing is a turtle song, Happy Together. Should we have them sing a little bit and then find out a little bit more about them?
Absolutely, we should.
Okay, yes. What we have here, we have Ben Robinson, Riley Anderson, Ryan Baumgartner, and Burton Anderson, a quartet from the Sandpoint High School Choir, and they're going to be singing The Turtles' Happy Together here at 88.5 KRFY.
Do so happy together.
Do so happy together.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love and hold it tight. So happy together. If I should call you up and there's a dime and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together,
together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you, and you and me, and me. No matter how it starts to die, it has to be the only one for me is me and you and you for me.
So happy together.
So happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they pass the dice, it has to be the only one for you,
and you
for
me, so happy together.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. I do have a question, though. You know, when you pick a song like that and comes a lyric, call you up, invest a dime. Does anybody do that anymore? Do you know what that means? Invest a dime?
Well, I think it means that you're going to use a payphone and have to actually pay to call someone. Now, all of us have iPhones now, so I don't think I've ever had to do that in my life.
Yeah, it's definitely not practical.
Have any of you used a rotary phone where you had to stick your finger in and dial it?
No.
I've seen them. I've done that. I didn't really know what to do when I saw it, but I have done it and kind of worked it out. Never had to do it again.
Is there a payphone at the high school? No,
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, they used to have one of those. Well, if you needed a ride after practice or something, mm-hmm. you had to.
Well, but even now, the payphones that like you see in an airport are push button mm-hmm. rather than, you know, in the old what was that on Laughing? One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, you know, that sort of thing that she would do with she'd make the sound of the dial phone. Lily Tomlin would. great job, guys.
Yeah.
What year in school are each one of you?
We're all juniors.
Juniors. Ah, I remember that vaguely. Do you remember your junior year, Jack?
Oh, yeah, very vaguely. I do. I remember I was also in choir in junior year, but I don't think I ever performed. Well, I certainly never performed on the radio, and I mostly was in the back, not trying not to sing, just moving my mouth. But is it the concert is next Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. in the evening? No.
Yes.
7 o'clock. Are you guys out of school this week, or is that a school week next week?
That's a school week next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
yeah. When do you get out for the holidays?
next Friday, the 15th, or no, the 27th.
The 22nd is our last day.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right up to the eve of Christmas Eve is the first day we have off.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like it. You know, you get to go right into Christmas after at your break, and then you got a lot of time after like New Year's to kind of.
Yeah, so you don't go back to school until after January 1st.
Oh, yeah. About the 8th, I think, this year.
Yeah. Well, that that is kind of nice, actually. I hated when it ended, like when you were back at school on January 2nd or something like that.
So, so tell me, in terms of how often do you practice, or how do you get together? Or, you know, I mean, because I think there's four of you, you have four busy schedules, and can you, only three of us can get together now. How difficult is it to get four of you in one place at one time?
It's extremely difficult.
It's very difficult.
Especially with Riley here, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure, Ben. Sure.
Riley's got football as well as all his choir activities and music activities. I'm involved in the student council and cross country and jobs. And Ryan's got scouts and Burton's got drama. Like, we're all involved in different things. So getting together is quite difficult.
Well, what's it like being a junior? You're almost getting to the top of the hill, aren't you?
I mean, it's a lot better, I feel, even though it's a lot more work because we're used to the feel now. So I for one, am doing a lot better than my freshman and sophomore year. So
don't you find that your earlier years, you're just getting a feel for it and how things work. And by the time you're juniors, you can navigate your way around the halls and into classrooms and cafeteria. And you have a way that you navigate and relate to your environment, and it gets a little bit better.
Yeah.
How was your my freshman, sophomore, junior years were just disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, awful. How about yours, Jack?
I went to a 3-year. I did when I was a freshman. I was actually like a middle school senior, sort of. Ninth grade was the high year in my middle school, and then sophomore year we were at the high school again, and that was really new freshman year. It was very unusual and kind of confusing, and I didn't much care for it. I think I finally got the hang of it like May of senior year. I got the hang of high school.
And then you didn't get to use that skill set, did you?
No, not really. Have you guys been out singing, caroling? I've seen groups out there.
Yes, they have been.
So every Friday and Saturday night, the chamber choir goes out to sing Christmas carols around this time of year. And then the quartet, the four of us, try to go out one night during the weekday, like usually a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And
last night we went out,
saw Jim out.
Yep, and so, I saw them.
We go out and we try to sing a few songs to raise money.
And we'll be talking about that, about raising money.
This is downtown or like house to house?
Yeah, just the downtown restaurants.
I saw them last Friday at Ivano's. They came in and sang Happy Birthday to me.
They did.
Nice. And but this is 88.5 KRFY, the morning show, the Thursday edition with Jim and Jack. And in the studio with us are Ben Robinson, Riley Anderson, Ryan Baumgartner, and Burton Anderson. And they are a quartet showcasing their vocal talents, and even more so next Wednesday, December 20th at the high school at 7 o'clock. There will be a concert, a winter concert. Will it all be holiday music?
Yeah, holiday winter themed music. Yes.
Okay, excellent. And there will also be auction items.
Yeah. Yeah,
a whole bunch of Christmas baskets and a bunch of goodies.
Wonderful. So this is at 7 o'clock. When do the doors open? Do they usually open a little bit earlier so people can look at the items?
Yeah, they do a little bit earlier. One of the cool things we have this year is we have four park hopper passes at Disneyland. So that's one of our cool items that we hope helps out. We've got other cool stuff that the students will put together a basket or a theme. We're putting together a basket. We have a coffee basket. It's our favorite basket. We do it every year.
Yeah, we do. It's tradition.
So yeah, we all get into little groups and enjoy doing that and help fundraise for the summer trip.
And to tell me a little bit about the summer trip, because we're going to have you guys back on in February, but what is the summer trip so that people have a general idea?
Yeah, it's not a solid plan yet, but we want to, we're aiming for trip down to the West Coast or the East Coast on a cruise ship. And it would be festivals at sea, but we're not sure which one we're doing. It depends on the airfare and how much money we raise, but we're shooting for that. So,
and the festivals at sea is an opportunity for choirs all across the country to go down and sing for a nationally renowned music educator and get a clinic from him or her. And then, so that'll be extremely helpful and educational for our choir. And we also get to see what other choirs from all across the country are up to.
Try our hand at cruise ship performing. That's pretty cool for all the guests. That's me. Interesting. I've been on a cruise before, seen a lot of people up there. Now we're going to get to do that. Should be pretty cool.
Well, isn't it sort of fun to be able to put yourselves in a different venue and to respond to the audience and see what you do rather than, let's say, going into a restaurant or something, being on a cruise ship?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a different atmosphere there.
So. Oh, exciting. And how many of the choir or the quartet would be going on this is the funding for? The entire group?
Yeah, so that's about 40-ish, closer to 45 people who are part of the whole chamber choir, which is the women's performing choir and the man choir, which we are from. And we combine and we sing most of our songs together. And the quartet was really founded as a great way to help out with fundraising because it's really hard. So that's a smaller group. Believe it or not, it's easier to get four people together than 40, even though we have crazy schedules.
Yeah.
So that's what this was for.
The concert on next Wednesday, the 20th, is that, can you give us, what are the different groups that will be performing there?
So there will be performances from the Sandpoint High School Mixed Choir, the Concert Choir, and then the Chamber Choir. And those are the three choir groups that will be performing that night.
Okay. You guys won't be performing as a quartet that night?
I don't think we will. We might have like one song.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
That's it's fun that it's there's still a possibility. The lineup could change.
Yeah.
If you don't get like one song nailed down in chamber choir or something like that, you could
We're always willing to step in, so it's up to our choir director at this point.
Pinch hitting. Yeah. Do you have another song that you could sing this morning?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Well, what's it going to be?
This will be Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night.
Was this in this arrangement, like, did you have music? Because this is a classic song. Is this a new arrangement or the original?
It's kind of, it's like a doo-wop arrangement for the guys, the four quartet.
The reason I liked it when we were looking through things is it did have what I felt like was a very original kind of sound to it, which was really interesting for me. I love 50 stuff and stuff like that, and I really like doo-wop, so that's why I really like this one. Ben really liked it too, I know that. So this is one of our favorites, and yeah.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And baby, I just can't treat you right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't say maybe, because I love you so. Oh. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say. Good night, sweetheart, good night, good night.
Now your mother and your father
might hear if we stay here too long. One kiss and we'll part. I'll be going. You know how I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Sweetheart. Good night.
Excellent. That was "Good Night, Sweetheart. Good Night," performed by Ryan Baumgartner, Burton Anderson, Riley Anderson, and Ben Robinson. That we were just looking up here on the computer screen. We have a version by Kate and Anna McGarrigle, the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. I don't know. Do you guys know who wrote that originally, by any chance?
The Overtones?
The Overtones. That's great. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. There is a winter concert coming up at Sandpoint High School on Wednesday, the 20th of December at 7 o'clock. That is the third to last day of school for the winter semester. Is it the end of the semester? Or is it?
End of semester is the end of January.
So okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you guys right before?
I'd like to know, started? Are the two Andersons related?
No. No. We've been friends for a long time, like since first grade, though. So,
yeah.
Have you been often asked that question?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. One of the things I realized, Jack, about doing radio is that I'm thinking only the parents or close friends would know who the voices are, because we haven't identified, this is Riley, this is Ben. You know, when you speak and when you've been answering, we can see who you are. But we hope people in radio land can sort through your different voices.
Yeah.
But really want to thank you guys so much for coming in, but don't be strangers. We're going to have you back in February. I think we've already booked in for February 15th. And, you know, for a longer, you know, if you want to do more than just two songs. So.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Great.
Is it harder to sing in the morning or in the evening? One of them's easier,
definitely,
right?
Definitely in the morning. It's harder.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You just wake up, sound a little bad.
I've got a question to ask each one of them. What's your shower song?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll start with Ben. Ben, when you're in the shower, you know, I'll be honest. I always sing "I Will Always Love You," Dolly Parton that became a Linda Ronstadt that became a
Whitney Houston. That's the
song.
Version.
That's the version that everybody knows. But okay, you know, I'm terrible, but nobody hears me. What do you sing, Ben?
I don't really have a certain song. I don't know.
But do you sing? Do you sing when you're in the shower?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, let's ask Riley.
Oh, I definitely listen to "Just the Way You Are" by Bruno Mars.
Oh, good choice. Absolutely. Burton?
Oh, I love to rock out to "Love and Mercy" by Brian Wilson.
Ah, wonderful choices. And Burton. No, Ryan.
Yeah. I sing a lot in the shower.
He takes long showers.
I do. One of my favorites, though, is "What Do I Know" by Ed Sheeran. I really like to belt that one. I'm pretty sure my family's heard it basically every day for the past couple months. So.
Well, you're running out of hot water at the house. There are other people needing showers. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in, really. So once again, it is the 20th of December, this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Sandpoint High School. It's the winter concert.
Yes, thanks so much for having us
tonight. Thank you. It was a blast.
And
thank you.
I was just holding up a note
here
in the studio.
It just
comes to a screeching halt. I just thought I'd put you guys on the spot and find out if we could go out with a Christmas song, which, of course, you haven't rehearsed this morning. Go ahead.
Burton is a Jehovah's Witness, so we try to respect that as much as we can. And we don't do a lot of Christmas songs as the quartet. The choir does, but that's,
okay.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. That's not the answer I was expecting, but that's even more interesting.
Wonderful answer. And good job to respect other people's ways of seeing the world. That's important.
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful.
We do have another song for you if you'd like to.
Absolutely. Yes. Sing whatever you want to.
Longest.
What's
crazy?
Okay. All right, I'm outvoted.
And what's the what is the name of this quartet? Is this the Man Choir or is this?
We love your your jerseys.
Oh, yeah. We're wearing our Man Choir jerseys for the Men's Choir, which is that's what we wear as the Men's Choir, which is about 20 something of us, but just the four of us, we just call ourselves the Men's Quartet.
Yeah, we haven't really got a name yet, but we were thinking about that just before we got in here. So.
And what are you going to sing for us now?
This is Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen.
Perfect.
Crazy little thing called love, da 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 da. Well, this thing called love, it cries like a baby in a cradle all night. It's sweet, sweet child, shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it.
I like it.
Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby. Oh, she's my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives him crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. She gives me hot dog fever.
She gets me in a cuckoo sweat. Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba.
Da 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 da.
I gotta be cool.
Relax.
Or get hip.
Or get on my track. Take a backseat.
Oh,
hitchhike.
Hitchhike. Take a long ride on my motorbike.
And tell them ready.
Ready, Freddy.
Crazy little thing called da ba da da ba da da.
Ba dum 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 dum
crazy little thing
called love.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing called love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing called love.
Crazy little thing
called love.
She drives crazy, but she's the one I love.
Good job. Whoops. Good job. That was Ben and Riley, Ryan and Burton. The Men's Quartet. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, do you guys have to go back to class?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, sadly.
You could always, go someplace and say that we kept you here till noon. but anybody tuning into the radio would know that. Thank you so much for coming in. We will see you again in February and have great success on next Wednesday, the winter concert, December 20th at the high school.
Thanks so much for having us.
You bet.
Hey. A lot of people there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get out and support the youth in the area. This is important. Plus the wonderful baskets that will be auctioned off. Thank you. Have a good one.
Right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you. We're just about out of time here on the morning show.
We're going to have to do Bird Note.
Yeah. And do we have anything else, Jim? Any upcoming events or anything? Or
well,
we just
all I
done?
Know is that tonight I am volunteering at the Panada Theater for Loving Vincent. It's at 7:30. It's an animated movie about Vincent Van Gogh in the style of his paintings, my understanding is. Wow. And it's gotten rave reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
That doesn't sound like a children's movie, though, necessarily. Maybe it is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Doesn't that get... Yeah, I made a little joke there with the left
just
ear.
Just a little joke. Uh-huh. But I've got that on the agenda tonight. That's at the Panada, so I think that's a good movie to go out and see if you have nothing better tonight. And I'm not going to be live on my first hour of the folk show.
On account of you be volunteering.
And then this is my last stint with you, the 21st and the 28th. You'll be with Carrie Logan. I'll be off to Washington, D.C. area family for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have mystery guests, surprise guests.
Yes,
I don't
absolutely.
Even know yet.
Cool.
But we're figuring it out. And that's it. I guess stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that.
On 88.5 KRFY.